I'm using that first bit. Oh, you just started. You didn't record for all of that, though, did you?
I didn't record anything until this second. We missed
you
it.
You didn't
all.
Record until you said, "I'm recording." Before all that, that magic that went live on tape, not yeah. even tape, just digital, that was just lost into the ether.
Well, we can just listen to what you were saying because I was mostly just going, uh huh, uh huh.
That's mostly yep, what the listeners yep. do anyway. Oh, that. Now I sounded conceited.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to episode 575 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
Is it still sub-zero Arctic Vancouver?
Haven't been outside today. I think it's warmed up a bit.
You have windows though, right? Like you can see out the window.
Yeah, right now I can't.
Do you live in a submarine?
No, but I've got it all closed to light where I am. I'm in the bedroom and there's a big sliding glass kind of doors on our bedroom. And I don't want the neighbors to see the magic that's happening in this studio right now. So I've right. got it. I've got it all closed down. We got during the rentals like a massive pull down blind thingamajiggy. And I've got it. So there's no light coming in. It's more I don't know what you call them, like a shade.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
So the point being, the neighbors will have to wait till Monday morning like everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
To get That's a glimpse it. Of the magic. Yeah. So I have no idea. I'm going to guess it's there's a little bit of residue, leftover snow from what was a massive dump a few days ago that then rained and melted away.
Okay, that's the typical Vancouver snow that we're used to.
Yeah, there was a lot, though. I think overnight, one night, there was like 20 centimeters, which is a ton for here. Yeah,
8 inches, America. That's 8 inches.
There you go. And it was the heavy Vancouver wet snow. And I probably should have taken my white photo then, but I did not. So spoiler alert, I did not take a white snow photo when there was a ton of white snow.
You hear that, Frank?
Yeah.
Wide open for you still. Yeah. Here's a little home reno tip for you.
Okay.
Now that I'm a YouTube star, by the way.
Okay. All
which
right.
We'll get to later. Here's my home reno tip when it comes to blinds and curtains and all that. You can save yourself a ton of money. Here's what I did.
Okay. Okay.
I gave all my neighbors naked photos of myself.
A good plan.
And then it's like, all right, here we go. It's all out in the open now. No point.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
So I took that money. What do blinds cost? Like it's like $100 or something.
No, they're a lot more expensive. No,
they're are they the good ones?
I guess it depends on. Yeah, there's so many options now that I had no clue of. So I didn't get like I said.
Can you activate yours with Alexa?
No, there's probably ones you can get like that. I did not opt for those. Mine are just the manual. Like they have the little metal ringy thing that you pull down. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
They're pretty awesome though. I like the darkening ones. So we put them in the kids' room and our room so that at nighttime, like you literally have no light coming in.
Okay. No one can hear you scream.
No one can hear you scream, but I don't want to get woken up in the summertime. If I want to sleep till 7, I don't want the light. Cause again, big windows in our bedroom. I don't want the light waking me up.
Yeah. I want to wake up naturally. I want to get those ones that you can open up or down so that like you could have the top be the open part of the window.
Okay.
Comes in very handy. That way you can have tons of light coming in and then the neighbors don't really see you walking around in your underwears.
Okay. All right.
Fun fact. Those are big in Germany here.
Nice.
Also schnitzel. Also big.
And beer.
Yes. Beer
and wooden shoes. Free. Wooden shoes there also.
That's I hate to burst your bubble on that one. I know it's been 11 and a little bit straight years of that.
No wooden shoes.
I think
that's
the Dutch. I think it's the Dutch.
No, definitely you're wrong.
Could be the Belgians. I don't know. I don't know that there's a difference between the Belgians and the Dutch. Like
you're also the yodelers.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. I think that's the Swiss. I don't even know. I don't I don't consort with the locals.
Right.
Yeah, I stay in my own little world. Patreon, though. If you want to help us out, pledge a couple of bucks a month to keep this this drive alive, then go to our website, find the Patreon link, and you know the rest. They make it easy for you to sort the rest out. So we appreciate that. All our Patreon, what do you call them, subscribers? They're not subscribers because they don't get anything extra out of it besides personal
contributors, donators.
Yeah, donators, patrons, I suppose.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Thank you. Yes, thank you once again. So what's going on, Adam? What's going on? Aside from the weather, I guess that means no
new
more
year.
Sledding if it's all rainy. New Year. Is this our first show? Not our first show of the new year.
Yeah, isn't it?
No, we did the other one. December monthly challenge.
Right, and was that after? Because I had already talked about a New Year's photo booth, which of course I never got around to posting anything, I don't think. My wife posted something. How does that work on Instagram? If my wife posts a photo, like she posted one with me and the dog in the photo booth and tagged me, Adam Two Hosers, would my followers see that photo?
I don't know. I'm not very good at that.
Yeah, that's the thing, because I'm like, do I repost it? And that seems weird. Like,
I think they tag it so that you can see it. I don't know if it's for everyone else can see it.
I don't think they can. I think only the people that follow my wife, and then some of the people that follow my wife follow me. It's way too complicated, Instagram. Why?
It's actually easier than anything else, which is kind of why it's the only one I participate in.
Okay.
On Facebook today. I did go on Facebook today. I made my first post in about 4 years.
And? Did you set the world on fire?
I have no idea. I didn't go back and look. Okay. I just posted. Oh,
I'm looking at it right now. Nope. 3 people liked it. There you go.
Really? Is that it?
No, I didn't look. Are you kidding me? And you think I could find it that
probably
fast?
3. It's probably 3. I don't know. It could be 3. Are you on? Are you even on Facebook? Are
no.
we friends on Facebook?
No. Our baseball team made a face, like I had deleted Facebook and everything, and then our baseball team last year at the end of the year wanted to communicate like the strength and conditioning stuff through Facebook, just thought it was an easy platform to kind of put the workouts out and then people could communicate back and forth what they were doing. And so I had to make another account with not even my actual name, and I have the only people that I have friends on there are the people
Adam Works.
Are the people in the group, and that's the extent of my Facebook. So I have not used Facebook since baseball season ended. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to promote the new channel, which we'll talk about later, but that was the whole thing. And I was like, I mean, I hate it. I hate Facebook, but I do recognize that, it's a medium that people use. So my post went something like, "Dear losers who are wasting your time."
I still good start.
I don't know how engaging it was.
Those are my favorite articles to read, the ones that start by humiliating me. Yeah.
Well, I prefer to think of it as ripping the Band-Aid off.
Sure, okay.
But instead of wasting your time here at Zuckertown, come on over to YouTube where you can waste more of your time. Although not really waste. I find YouTube to be, if you know what you're doing, not a waste of time. But also can be a colossal waste of time. Just the rabbit hole is there. So there's a lot of people who don't really know how to skateboard. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah, epic fail videos.
Those are my favorite. Those are my honest to God. Who thinks that jumping face first down an escalator is going to work out? Who thinks that?
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
Not that guy.
Yeah.
Not Chiclet Pete there. Not him. Yeah. Anyways, there's that. So what's going on here? Oh, you know what's going on here, Adam?
What?
Tile.
Oh, you're on to the next phase of something.
I put tile in. Well, it's the same project that you're seeing, but I'm finishing it up. I got to the tile, yesterday and today, and every other part of the project, I love the cabinets, everything table saw related, everything wood, all the gluing, all of it, love it. If I had a job, I would quit it to do that.
Okay.
And there is a certain satisfaction to completing an entire project by yourself, complete, like soup to nuts. I think it's a real satisfaction to it. So therefore, I wanted to do the tiling by myself.
Okay.
I hate it.
Mm.
It's no wonder, like, if you hire someone to come and put tile in, it costs you a zillion fish. Like, it's expensive. It's getting a good tile person is expensive. I know in Canada, here, it doesn't matter. There's a reason. It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go.
I don't know. I paid someone to do it, so.
Yeah. That's probably, like, the bulk. One of the largest, per capita expenses on your project was probably going to the tile work.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah. I'm guessing it represented 12% of your job, but 29% of your bill or something like that. That's how it goes.
We didn't tile large areas though. We just did the bathrooms. That's the only mm-hmm. thing. That's it. Three bathrooms of tile work, and they're not huge bathrooms.
Yes. Yeah.
But I understand. Like, I saw the process because we went in the house as we went, and it seemed like there was a lot of steps to it.
Yeah, it's that, and then there's the drying and the, and hoping it stays on. I'm guessing if you hire a pro, he's not like me, and like he puts it on the wall and then crosses his fingers, you know?
Well, don't they have all those little spacers? I remember like a whole bunch of little...
Yeah, for spacing. I did that.
Yeah.
But in terms of gravity, gravity can still punch you in the knickknacks, though.
And did you use that fancy orange stuff? I think it's German made that goes underneath, like the real good stuff.
I did like a thin pink layer.
There's this orange stuff that goes under the tile. I remember it. And then I asked some other people who knew what it was, and they're like, oh yeah, you got to use that fancy orange stuff. Like it's the best for the tile, for under the tile.
Oh, maybe it's for bathroom stuff.
Okay. Maybe I have no clue, but and there was a specific name to it, and it went underneath and it looked like, I don't know. It looked like something that you would turn into a kid's toy. Like it was like orange and like had little kind of,
and it was German
bubbles. And I'm pretty sure it came from Germany.
Called Fliesenkleber?
No, I could be wrong. Could have come from Norway, and the guy putting it in had wooden shoes. So I don't know. I just assumed Germany.
Okay, Norway then. Definitely Norway. And it smelled of fish.
Yeah. So there you go. I see. We're the same. We both know about tiling.
Yeah, we both know. I knew there is so little I know about tiling. Like I absolutely, even now after having done it, like I spent this afternoon cutting the tile that goes in the weird spots that don't quite fit. Putting the full tiles in is hard enough, but then actually cutting the tile and like you have to score them and crack them and do all that. And that took me about eight tiles before I knew what I was doing. So I had a pile of eight broken tiles where I was like, well, I can't use that. So, which is why I actually went with the cheaper tile. Like, it's fine. It's just a simple tile. It didn't cost very much money because I knew I was going to make multiple errors. And that way wouldn't cost me a few hundy. So there you go.
Nice.
That's what I was doing. So I could do the grout tomorrow or maybe Monday. Do the grout. Fugen. I think it's called Fugen in German. There you go. That's about it. That's what's going on here. I don't know. Nothing else. I don't think.
Okay.
End of our vacation with the kids. The kids are still on holiday. Like, actually, it was scheduled for this. I know your kids are off anyways, but...
They go back next week. My kids go back next week.
Yeah, your guys got extended. This was planned. This is our normal Christmas break. But the only problem for us is we can't really do much of anything because if we want to go anywhere, like go ice skating or go swimming or anything that we would do on the break, our kids have to go get a COVID test, which is free, but it's, you know, go line up and do the whole thing. And that's good for 24 hours or something like that.
Right.
And so it's cool.
You have to be strategic in terms of going to do an activity.
That's right. If you try to do one, like in the, you know, maybe Wednesday afternoon, go swimming and then Thursday morning go skating or something like that and get two on one is the best. You don't do three on a match ever. That's bad luck. But but once they're back in school, they test 3 days a week at school, and that qualifies for all the events. So we'll get back to doing more of that. Kind of a boring week, just getting caught up.
Okay.
So there's that. All right, reminder, monthly challenge for January is white. I wish I had more to say about that.
I'm thinking of all things white.
What are you thinking about doing? Do you have any ideas?
No, I'm really hoping for another massive snowfall that may or may not come. Yeah. If it doesn't, then you just never know. Clouds, a lot of clouds.
Okay. It's snowman. A white background. I mean, I figured with your new house, come on, buddy. You got everything.
Yeah.
You live in the Matrix.
It'll probably be that. And I'm guessing a dog will be involved.
Oh, that'll be a welcome change of pace. Anyways, put that on Instagram, hashtag it. Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers, even better, do both of those hashtags, and tag us at Two Hosers, and we will check that out at the end of the beginning of the next month, actually. We give everyone right up until after Jan 31 to make sure to get your submission in. Mostly me and Adam, because it's midnight on Jan 31, we're out snapping pictures.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, that's how I do things.
Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
I did not take the camera out until last night before I went to bed, knowing that I had to do a shot for the podcast. So I'm sorry to say that. I did shoot a lot of photos over the holidays, and then of course, work and everything back to, at least in my wife and I's life, things have kind of back to our normal pre-holiday routine, which is just busy, and then the camera got put on the back burner, but hopefully I'll get it out a little bit more this week. Now that things are again, I'm normalizing again.
There's kind of a fine line between shooting way too much stuff you don't need and not getting enough use out of your camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's a balance for sure. I'm going to go back to, as of this week, I'm going to go back to working 4 days a week. I think that's a better balance for me. So
you should make three of those days Wednesday, and then you have a really wide open week.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So that's the plan going forward, is I'm going to work 4 days a week. So I really feel like that day that I have off during the week has got to be a day where I make a habit of shooting some photos. So yeah. I'll be home. I'll be with the dog. We'll do some outings and things. And I like to cook. I like to again do things around the house. I'm not a big person for adventuring through the community, but I do like to cook and do things at home. So I'm going to make a habit of some photo, like a photo. Ooh. I have to challenge myself to make sure I take a photo on that day off each day. And maybe I'll post that photo.
Here's a photo of my dog watching me cook.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Here's what's coming out of the oven and my dog is drooling.
There you go. I think you have a book in your picture. Yeah, I went out the other day, actually. It's funny. We went and met some friends. You know what friends are, right? Okay.
Yeah, kind of. I've heard of them. I've heard about them.
I was about to elaborate for some reason, and then I was like, no, people know what friends means. There's a whole show about it for like most of the 90s. I meant Seinfeld, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah, on the same page. So we met friends, and the kids played together and all that stuff, and we went out for a walk and everything. I took my camera with me, took the X100 with me, and did not snap a single photo, not a one.
Okay.
Nothing nothing said, hey, you need to photograph this. There was just, so I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I feel the urge to snap some photos to justify me hauling the camera out in the 0 degree temperature.
Right.
But then I was like, no, what am I just going to go home and delete that and go, all right, well, at least I did something.
Yeah. I had a couple of experiences in the last week where I kind of wish I had taken my camera with me. Like I take the dog for walks on the dike. She seems to really like the dike, and there's stuff to see and blah, blah, blah. But anyways, two different walks this week. One bald eagle on the top of a tree that, if I had the 70-200, would have been awesome. It was perched up. There was a blue sky. It was the top of the tree. It was just perfect. And I was like, oh, that would have been nice.
And then the bald eagle said to you, hey, man, why are you throwing rocks, glass house?
Yeah, yeah, something like that. He just looked at me weird, and he did not fly away. He just sat there, and I was like, oh man, missed opportunity. And then another day where I watched a blue heron fly in and then land on a perch like maybe 20 feet away, and just the background was spectacular because it was, again, there was snow, there's water, the water was kind of frozen, and it was just, it was perfect because of the, I don't know if it's wheat or whatever's in those fields. It's not wheat, but whatever that nice sticky uppy kind of golden what are they, what do you think they are?
Is it like out in the water?
No, like the marsh. Where the dike is. Yeah, the marsh. So there's, it was a perfect background with just this.
I don't think they grow wheat in the marsh.
No, they don't grow wheat in the marsh. But, it was a perfect scenario where I was like, darn it, I could even a good photo, like even with the 50 mil would have been a good photo because it was so close. So anything. And I was like, nah, I got to make a habit of taking the camera when I go for the walks because good nature out there.
Yeah. Especially where you are. It's great. Yeah. 2 days ago, we went out for a family hike and it was a holiday here. January 6th is a holiday, by the way. Three Kings Day. You've heard of it.
Yeah.
And so we went out for a hike in the woods and it was an awful day until we got out in the woods and the sun poked through and it was just the most amazing light, but I did not have my camera. So we should do a photo podcast about not photos. That's
about stuff that we didn't shoot that might have been good.
Boy, that would be nice if we'd done
that. The photos I wish I took.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, that's the name of your book, Adam. That is the title of your book.
Yeah.
The photos I wish I shot. Okay.
All right.
Moving on.
Good night, everyone.
I shot some white background stuff. And so I had shot something, well, for my challenge photo, but I kept it up and just dragged my kid downstairs. My son wasn't super interested, but my daughter wanted her picture taken. And so here she is. Just a standard white background. But if I can give anybody out there some parenting advice, and I want you to listen carefully.
Okay, I'm listening.
Don't blink. Because you look up and your kid's this big.
Okay.
She used to be a baby. I don't know if you remember that.
That's how it works, yeah.
Yeah, there's a picture. I have a picture of your little three-year-old girl holding my baby on your couch.
Yeah,
and then I blinked and there she is.
Yeah. Yeah. And my daughter's a teenager. My son's almost a teenager. Yeah. That's how it works.
We know how time works. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You're going to miss it. So.
Yeah. I had that same epiphany. Like when I was out with Jack and we were again, walking the dog out on the dike and he was kind of running ahead and then I just thought, huh, like he's really tall now. And then, and then when I got home, I'm like, I feel like, I don't know what happened, but he's not much shorter than I am now. And, he's the same size as my daughter. They're both, I'm going to say around 5'5". And I'm like, how did this happen? How did the kids get eye level with me all of a sudden? I'm 5'8", by the way. So I'm kind of a big deal, but I'm not really tall. Yeah.
But he has that big bouffant that sticks up though.
Yeah, that probably gains him a good 2 inches. So that's why I feel like he's the same height. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw Fletch. I don't know how it works. I was out with my son the other day too, and he's 8, and I was like, wow, he's getting older because he's smoking unfiltered cigarettes now.
Yeah.
I was like, well, big boy. You know, talking about his divorce. His time flies. I'll tell you that.
Sure, yeah.
So there's that. Anyways, shot some white background stuff. All right, let's get into the photo challenge this week. It was dealer's choice because I didn't have time. Did you have time?
I told you I shot this right before I went to bed so that, because this is the morning for me, so I knew I was going to wake up and not shoot a photo, so I needed to do it before bed last night.
Yeah. Okay, so here, oh, hey, look. It's your dog.
Yeah, I did. I couldn't decide between two dog photos. So she was on the couch and I was snapping photos. And then I asked my family, I'm like, which photo do you like better? And I got a bunch of different answers. So I put them both in. I like the one that I'm going with, the one that just says Adam, just because it looks like she's posing for the photo. The other one's kind of just a candid moment. She's looking off, but the fur like that obstructs her eyes, like you can still kind of see the eyes looking off, and it looks like a cartoon dog. Like if I was going to draw a cartoon dog, it would look like that alternate photo. It's like it screams to me like this is a cartoon dog somehow brought to life with Pixar. And then the second one, the second one looks more like a real animal. I mean, maybe a stuffed animal, but it still looks more like a real animal. She is kind of a fluffy teddy bear come to life. That's what this dog is.
The second one where she's laying down, it looks like she borrowed Joe Pesci's wig from JFK. And not in a good way. Not like, oh boy, that looks good. I meant like the same as it looked on Joe Pesci in JFK.
Yeah, sure.
But the other one, that's going to be an animated show. Maybe with a Christmas theme. I don't know. We have to name, you can't use your actual name of your dog, which I forget actually.
Sunny. Sunny's the dog.
Oh, I knew that. Sunny. It could be Sunny. It could be Sunny. But we have to jazz it up and make it international. Soleil, something like that.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. Soleil, and how does she save Christmas?
I don't know. Just she saves it with cuteness.
Okay.
The end. Yeah.
The end. Did you? Is there a bounce flash on this?
No, this is a bounce flash. This is
this looks like bounce flash to me.
Yeah. So this is like no ambient, all flash and just bounced off the ceiling. That was when you said dealer's choice. I actually was going to do black foamy thing, except for I couldn't find my black foamy and I was tired and it was nighttime. So I was like, all right, well, this is going to be bounce flash. And there you go. The dog, because I don't want to scare the dog popping flash directly at the dog. So just point it at the ceiling and then season to taste at the angle that I liked. And the end, dog actually looking in the general direction, perched on the couch. Initially we kind of had that feeling that, yeah, the dog's not going to go on the couch. We're going to keep the dog off the couch. Yeah, that's over. the dog, like, and we love having the dog on the couch. The dog is a cuddle. But yeah, that's why you see the blanket, on the couch.
New couch? Like, you got a new couch when you did the reno?
Oh yeah. Yeah. We got a really nice couch. So that was part of the, no dogs on the couch, but she doesn't shed. And, we keep blankets so that, just in case she's tracking stuff in from outside.
Yeah, I don't understand the no dog on the couch policy.
Yeah, I don't understand it anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to cuddle your couch. It's like the people who are strict about, like, no way are my kids going to come and sleep in my bed. I'm like, yeah, my kids are pretty cuddly, though. So if they want to come and cuddle up, we're fine.
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah. So the dog is now, the couch is now her couch, basically.
Right. All right. So here are my challenge photos, a picture of me cuddling my kids in bed.
Nice.
No, that's a bit personal. That would be weird. And why would I like who's taking pictures?
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's coming in? I need those drapes that you have, those blackout blinds, because that is weirding me out. So, here's mine. It's the ad for my new YouTube channel. Boom.
Boom. Look at you with that stern look and that sort of like...
It's a smile.
Half smile. You smile half like Sarah smiles, like the no teeth smile.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a fan.
Does she do no teeth smile?
Yeah, she did. I mean, when I get a smile of her with the teeth showing, that's my favorite, but those are hard to get. Yeah.
But she got braces though, right?
Yeah, so I think it's partly that, but I'm not sure. I think she was doing it before the braces.
I don't know. It wasn't like I've been analyzing your kid's smile over the years, but I would never have guessed that she was a no-teeth smile because she's always had a very delightful smile. Always
brightens up. No, but that's a teen thing. You go. I don't know that how deep a dive you want to go into looking at the teen photos these days, but they are not that.
Not without a VPN.
When I see the photos that friends post and the Instagram stuff that she shows me, nobody has a big smile. It's all that too just cool like per. It's kind of pursed. That's what I'm going to call it. It's kind of a pursed smile, and that's what I would call yours. It's sort of. I don't know. Why do you do it?
Well, I know exactly why I do it. I'll tell you 1,000 times why I do it. It is burned into me.
Okay.
Because when I was 11, 12 years old, 11 and a half, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, knocked out. And then, so I had a false tooth, but back then when you're that young, they don't just put a bridge in or implant in. They're not going to do that because you're a kid. So they give you what is known as a flipper, which is like a retainer, like the plastic part of the retainer that sits on the roof of your mouth.
Sure.
With a tooth on it.
Okay.
So it fits all around there, and you wear that, and that is your false tooth, and you wear it, and you just pop it out. You pop it out with your tongue, but you're walking around life with peanut butter stuck to the roof of your mouth all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. So it sucks. And so after a while, and then of course, when you're 12 and 13 and all the way up to like 16, whatever, you break it. It just breaks all the time. And then it's not like they make you a new one every time. They basically glue it together so it gets thicker and thicker. And pretty soon it's touching your lower, you know, your chin. And so it's like, all right, well, this is annoying. And so at some point, I was like, I can't wear this anymore. And so I stopped wearing it. And I just had a missing tooth.
Okay.
And so I wasn't putting that out in front, even though it's a front tooth too. So I wasn't putting it out on Front Street. I wasn't like super happy and advertising it. So I would, from then, I would always smile with my mouth closed. And now I have a tooth.
But you have a tooth now, right?
I have for many years, yes. Yeah.
Okay. And, so you can't undo this now? Is that what you're telling me?
No. It's burned in my psyche.
No, you can undo it.
No, I can find, I will actually send you a picture. There are pictures of me smiling with teeth, but it is rare. And it was so rare that my buddy who sent it, it was a guy whose wedding I was in a couple months ago. He sent it to me, one of his wedding photos, and he's like, hey, you can smile with your teeth. And so it's possible, but I don't.
Put it out there. Put it out there on the internet. I want to see you post it.
We'll see. I haven't gone through all the wedding pictures yet. He sent me the link, but I haven't even looked at them all yet.
I feel like once you post it, we can change this. And the teeth smile.
Yeah.
Selfie teeth smile is the next weekly challenge.
Well, this photo in particular, like I was trying to do something with it. I shot one where I'm kind of like making a weird face, like a goofy face, like, huh? Like, you know, like,
no, that doesn't count. No, can't.
No. I'm just saying, yeah. I did a bunch of different things and I was like, I didn't like the goofy, wacky one looked stupid. And except for this one also looks stupid, but the, I went with this. It was just sort of a, not too smiley. It was more of a, hey, I'm kind of an idiot, but come enjoy the fun. That's what it's saying.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It's a good photo. I wish you'd smile more.
Yeah. I'll be the Cheshire Cat next week. How about that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. No clue, right?
Looks like the same lighting though, right? It's pretty much exactly the same as the daughter's. You literally
that's when I saw spots. Hers after mine. Yeah.
Yeah. And her face tilt changes the light a little bit on the cheek because you're more straight on. And so you get more of that sort of like side light and she's turned. Okay. Yep. Cause she's turned and then you see some of the light hitting her cheek, but then there's a bit of shadow on her ear a little bit, but otherwise on the other side of her face, camera right, it looks exactly the same as camera right for you.
No, because the light is on, the light for me is on camera left and I crossed it across the axis to camera right for her. So it's coming from a different angle, but it's more straight on for me.
But you have lights on both sides, like your side of your face is also lit on both sides. That's the light I'm looking at.
Yeah, that's backlit though.
Oh, that's all backlight.
There's five lights here. There's one, the one key light is an umbrella, which is just like, it's camera left in that. It's not camera center. Otherwise,
right? Because like there's a slight close. Shadow, yeah, on your left side of your nose, yeah. But it's just very faint, yeah.
And so I wanted to have two shaping lights on the right and left side of my face. So those are behind the camera left and camera right, hitting me that way. And then there's two lights raking across the white background.
Okay.
To make a grand total of five lights for this.
That's a lot of lights, yeah.
It's a lot of light. I probably could have got away with one more and just filled in my left side of my face just a little bit. I basically had like a 2-to-1 or a 3-to-1 lighting ratio would have been fine instead of what it is now, which is it's like a, I don't know, 8-to-1 or something, not counting the highlights. But yeah, that wasn't really the issue. It's basically like a quick mailer to go, hey, check out the YouTube site. That's what this is.
Got it.
So There you go. That's my photo. The rest, like, it's pretty much out of camera, though. Even the white background stuff, I shot. I left it all exactly like that, so I knew where the text would be fitting in and all that. So that was pretty simple to do. All part of the plan.
Okay, and this would have been an easy. I don't even think you would have needed to shoot this on a white background. I mean, based on how good now it is as far as Lightroom and Photoshop of just cutting you out, because there's no real holes here that would be difficult to cut out. You could have easily shot this anywhere and just cut yourself out and thrown the white in behind.
Yeah. The hair would have got confusing with the white hair, and the white background might have got confusing. Although if it's against a dark background.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And then plug in the white background after. But anyways, you did your thing.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because that would inspire me to for the next week's photo challenge to say one of us shoot a white background, one of us shoot it regular and just cut it out. But people are going to know who did what based on the lazy factor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would just also think that if you had done this, I mean, you could always cut it out now. Just makes for that pose photo, like if you're going to stamp it on other things, like just makes it easy. Yeah.
I might shave my chest hair for the real one, though.
Sure. Yeah. You're at least it's not white like your head.
No. I don't understand why my chest and back hair are so jet black.
And what about your eyebrows also? No grays in the eyebrows.
So you're telling me I could dye my hair then?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you'd be fine if you just dyed it.
Well, I was joking with my buddy the other day, the guy on my ball team, and who's the other old guy, because he's the guy we went and saw this week and didn't take any photos. But we're talking about, you know, the passage of time, as you do. And I was like, yeah, like the hair color differ, you know, begs to differ. And he's like, yeah, well, my hair's gone. Like, you know, he's going bald. And I said, you know what I should do? I said, honestly, I should do for first day of baseball this year. Just show up in March, like March 1st, first practice, jet black hair. Like just dark
who's
as
the rookie? Who's the new rookie?
Just as dark as your bedroom at night. Like just that black. And show up. And then, but you, dude, you have to pretend like what? Nothing. Like, because it's like, you know, I'm not going to fool anybody. Had I started brushing in the Just for Men, like, actually, like 18 years ago, if we're being honest, when it started, more than that, actually, closer to 30. But if I had just slowly started brushing in the Just for Men and kept it that way, you know, I probably could fool some people.
Sure.
But you can't just out of show up with all of a sudden, like Jeremy Piven with hair. Oh, he's got hair now. Yeah, he's already gold. He has hair. If you go back and look at him on Seinfeld, not so much. Sorry to call Piven out on this, but I think we all knew you had plugs, dude. We all knew you had plugs.
Yeah, I forgot, so sorry. Now I know. Now the cat's out of the bag. Look at him. Yeah.
It's funny, if you've ever seen
defamation of character lawsuit happening right now.
No, I can prove that it's true, though. So we have photographic proof that it happened. Like, if you go watch, here's what I want you to do, everybody at home. Go watch an old episode of Entourage and see Piven, like, with the full head of hair right down to his eyebrows and a completely shaved chest. And then go watch that scene in Heat where he plays the doctor after the robbery gone wrong and when he takes his shirt off and gives it to Robert De Niro. Same guy.
Okay, so you're telling me people lose their hair?
But he went the other way. He found his hair.
He grew his hair. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. People don't do that?
No, he lost his shoulder hair and then found some other one. I'm not judging. I'm just saying, good for him. Right, good for him for pulling it off, making everybody forget.
Why do you have to make this weird?
About Piven?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you want me to make it right? I can probably get a hold of him. Do you want me to have him on the show? I don't think he'll do the show. He's not going to do the show.
Well, not now. You told him he's been artificially regrowing his hair.
I'm not even kidding. I bet you I can get him to listen to that part of the show. I'm not joking.
Okay. Challenge accepted. Yeah. You cannot.
Yeah.
You
no, can't I don't want to. I can. I'm not going to. I think I'm going to walk away.
No, I think you should do it. I think you should do it. And I think Piven deserves to know. He deserves to know.
He's going to lose sleep.
Yeah, maybe.
He's going to need Adam's blinds.
Yeah, he is.
All right. Okay. Let's get into the topic this week. The topic this week is YouTube channel, Holtz Feather Woodworking. I launched it. It went live, Adam.
Yeah, and?
Now it's out of my hands now. Now it's in the realm of the internet.
So what is supposed to happen when you launch a channel? Like, do instantly a million people just start watching it going like, this is the greatest thing ever. Thank you, internet gods. Is that what happens?
Yeah, if you're a 14-year-old boy, that's what you think.
Okay. All right. So how does it really work? What do you have to do? No, how do you get this going? How do you get subscribers?
I thought you had the answers, dude.
I don't know how to do the internet.
You don't even know how to get onto YouTube, do you?
I know that you can type YouTube in. I don't have an account. I just browse.
Yeah. Do you remember when the first time you heard of YouTube? Like, you remember, like, I don't remember the first time I heard of it, but I remember the first time one of our buddies heard of it.
Okay.
Like, it was way back when. YouTube had been around for a little bit. We kind of knew what it was. It wasn't what it is now, but we met him, a bunch of us met for lunch one day downtown, and he's like, have you guys heard of this thing called YouTube? And we're like, well, yeah. Sure. At that time, it's just like, here, it's a good way to share videos with your buddies. It wasn't about, you know, broadcasting anything, right?
Okay.
And he's like, oh my God, you got to go check it out. Diarrhea Hot Tub. And I was like, I don't think I'm checking that out, buddy. Like, I'm going to skip that one. So that was, do you remember when you figured out what YouTube was?
No, I honestly can't remember. I think it was just sort of out there in the zeitgeist, or someone, I think the way I probably would have found out about it is someone sent me a link and then it just took me to YouTube, and then I'm like, oh,
right.
And then once you watch whatever was linked, then it's like, oh, I can just search stuff. That's kind of how the internet worked for me too. It's like, oh, you just type stuff in and it comes up, right? I'd find out, like, you know, what happened to David Hasselhoff. Those are sort of the searches.
What, did something happen to Hasselhoff?
Well, no, back then it was like, whatever happened to Hassel, and then he resurged. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just, you had me nervous for a sec there.
Okay.
Yeah. The Hawks, they'll kick it.
So, but YouTube specifically, no, I don't really remember my first introduction. Yeah,
but in terms of what happens next, like, I mean, that's not part of my plan. I honestly don't know. I mean, I'm going to promote it. I'm going to, that's kind of why, one of the reasons I want to talk about it on the show, obviously, is that I would like all the listeners to check it out and hopefully subscribe and tell their friends to subscribe. Basically, I need to be recognized as not a loser. I have to smile more. And then B, I need, nothing starts until I have 1,000 subscribers.
Okay, so now, here's my question.
Yeah.
Why should I subscribe? I'm already subscribed, just FYI. Why should, if I'm the listener, why should I subscribe?
Because you support the show.
Okay, so you don't even have to care about home renos or whatever you're doing. It's just, right now, it's just about building a base. Is that more or less what we're talking about?
For now, yes. However, you bring up an interesting point. Come for the support, stay for the fantastic content.
Okay, all right. So once you get there, you will not be disappointed. And it's free. So far, this is free content.
Yeah, it is free. I mean, hopefully soon there'll be ads. So it won't be 100% free for you. You have to sit through ads.
Yeah. Sure. And that's the idea between getting enough subscribers that then the advertisers come to you. Is that sort of how it works?
You stay out of it. I think they just go advertise on YouTube and then you get money. I'll be honest with you. I'm not even thinking about the money part at all. It's really not. You can't go about it that way. The way it is, it's the same when we started the podcast over 11 years ago. 11? Yeah, 11 years ago.
You mean the one that I got rich doing?
Yeah, the one that bought you that second car.
Yeah.
Put you in all that Drape money. And but when we started it, it was, and even late in, like the whole time, really. I mean, I had talked to a few people early on, you know, and they're like, oh, hey, I need to do a podcast. So, you know, how do you start and how do you monetize it? I was like, well, it doesn't
you
really
don't.
Work like
you
that.
You don't. You don't monetize
well, for the
it.
Most part, you don't. No, you don't. Yeah. You don't. For those sorts of things, especially for a photography podcast, spoiler alert, there's no real money in it for almost everybody. Like there's a few, probably a few of the big wigs that, you know, the number one shows, they will make some money, but that's not really where the revenue gets generated. When we knew that, and so I never cared. For example, like people always ask me, how many listeners do you have? I honestly don't track. I do not.
Somewhere between 11 and 63.
Well, my son's in the hallway eavesdropping, so I know I have one.
Okay.
So no, besides, no, I honestly don't know. I never cared because with our show, I knew with photo podcast, it's a sort of a niche audience, and I'm not going to sell advertising for, I don't know, Sherry's Berries on this show. It's not going to happen.
Right.
And so it doesn't matter. So for me, it never mattered how many listeners there were. It was, are we putting out the best possible content? And that's the same way with the YouTube channel, is that I've watched a number of these guys on YouTube, and they're, you know, as with anything else, like there's a ton of do-it-yourself, handyman, woodworking type videos, channels. There's a lot of them. Some good, most bad. Some are fantastic. Like just unbelievably excellent.
Okay. That brings me to the next question, is that It sounds like, you know, it's a saturated kind of like topic, let's say. Why should we, or why should we tell our friends, again, other than supporting you? I get that, and we're already, it's a sort of an audience that we already have created, so I can understand why our listeners would subscribe themselves just to support you. Why would they want to tell other people? Because then, you know, start telling other people, and if it sucks, or if there isn't really a hook there, then it makes us look bad. So why should we tell our friends to subscribe to your channel?
The other ones that you see, the best YouTube channels on woodworking and building, you know, learning how to do things. These are all professional woodworkers who are learning to be filmmakers for YouTube. I'm going the other way. I don't know what I'm doing. When I started woodworking less than 2 years ago, I didn't own any tools at all. I just had an empty room in my basement, and I said, I want to start doing this. And the bulk of not all of what I learned, I happen to have a couple of friends who have been extremely helpful in pointing me in the right direction, but the bulk of what I've learned has been from watching on YouTube. And so now there's a sort of a little bit of a meta angle to it, where now the viewer can watch me apply what they could also learn. And so it's not just about, okay, here's how you do something, because even though the guys I follow the most do a fantastic job of breaking things down and make things, and the guys I like the most are the ones who make things very accessible, which I think has been the nature of our show from day one. Like, if you think back to our very first episode, when you didn't know how to take your camera out of the box, right?
That was confusing.
Well, the boxes were tough back then.
Yeah.
But the idea was let's break this down. Let's not worry about who has the best gear, and let's demythologize the photo process, which I think I did at the beginning, and very quickly, once you picked up a few basics, you did the same thing. You were like, hey, look, this ain't rocket surgery, man. I always felt that if I can do it, you can do it.
Okay.
You being the everybody, not you, Adam, but everybody.
Yeah, I'm way smarter and more capable than the average.
Yes. Yeah. You're definitely in the top 49%.
Yeah.
But but so that's how I felt with woodworking, because taking that first step, like, where do you start? Like, I don't have a table saw. Do I need a table saw? Yes, you need a table saw. You absolutely need a table saw. What about a track saw? You need a track saw too. I would get a track saw. I'd highly recommend it. So I'll take people through that on how to go from zero and get started. And here's what I've learned. Watch me as I apply what I am learning, which means I would like to be the surrogate for the viewer. So if you're watching me do it, you, the viewer, you can do it too.
Okay, and so I have another question, though, that pertains to this. Because me personally, and I'm going to guess a whole lot of other people out there are never going to do this. Now,
yes,
what does it then offer for the viewers like myself that know that, yeah, time-wise or just the desire to want to do it isn't there? Now, does it still offer something for that viewer?
I believe so. I'm trying to make this entertaining and also funny, accessible. It's not just about. That's another good question, Adam. What happened? What have you done with Adam?
Yeah. No, The reason I say it is that, I mean, I'm not shopping for a house, but I sometimes catch myself watching, like, you know, the real estate shows or the house flipping shows or, again, on HGTV, just any kind of renovation show. And I think other people do too. Even when I'm not thinking about a renovation or anything like that, I just sometimes can find the genre of material entertaining. And so that's what I'm saying is like, you know, will your show for just the average person who, again, is not going to do any of this and has no intention of it, is there a value in watching the episodes for that perspective viewer?
I say yes, there is. That's exactly what I'm aiming for. I'm aiming for not just a do-it-yourself show or a technique or whatever. I'm trying to incorporate lifestyle things in as well, because for me, what I find what the most challenging, it's on the one hand, it is, yes, I don't have experience in this, so you can watch me learn, but I am a fish out of water. Like, I'm Canadian in Germany, even though I've been here for a long time now. It's wildly different. And so the way you would do things in North America are not the way you would do things here. For example, the houses are different style, or the products are different, or I have to talk to, for example, I go and talk to the guy at the Hornbach, or it was the Bauhaus. This is the version of the Home Depot here in Germany. And I go talk to him about tiling stuff. And my German's okay, but at some point, you know, he's wearing a mask, I'm wearing a mask, and he starts talking technical jargon, and he loses me. And so now I have to navigate that world about how do I mix tile thin set when I don't know what I'm doing, and he's told me in German I don't understand. So there's that challenge of it as well, which is kind of interesting. And then there's also the design aspect about it, because I don't know about you, but like when I watch TV now, especially in the last couple of years, but it started before that, like any TV show, not even reality show, like any TV show, I find myself looking behind the actor at the cabinets. Think, oh, I like those doors. Like, oh, hey, look at the molding on that cabinet. Like, that's fantastic. So where's I heading with that one?
I have no idea. So
my daughter just walked in and asked how long I would be. So I lost track of, the design elements.
Sure.
And so, for example, living here in the south of Germany, I didn't go to design school. I didn't take design history classes, but I'm very interested in it. And I have my own theories. And the design in Germany is very different than North America. Like, about what they like the way, the function of a house. And like, for example, where I live, it's relatively common not to have a lot of windows because, you know, the cold winters, it's like, well, we want to save a few bucks on heating. So a lot of the older type, you know, Germans will have just smaller and fewer windows, which I find absurd. Like, my house has lots of windows. One of the reasons we bought it, it's one of the rare houses that had lots of windows. So navigating that style difference and the way things are done differently, I think is going to be interesting.
Okay. No, that's good. And I think that's what I wanted to know.
Okay. So tune in every week. So right now I'm finishing up building the mudroom. I think there's 3 episodes online. I forget how far we got. Do we build doors yet? I don't know. I forget now. Do you need me to look?
No, but then you're essentially with this channel, you're just going to keep moving on to different rooms, because again, some people might not even have a mud room or want a mud room.
You want a mud room.
But will this be moving on to the living room or to the kitchen? Is that the direction you're planning to go?
Yeah. So if you look at the design, I've confused all the Germans who've come over and seen the basement. So the mud room is in the basement. What I'm building right now is the laundry side of it. So I'm building in some cabinets and whatnot. And every single one has said, oh, you're building a kitchen in your basement. Well, that's not a kitchen. That's a washing machine, and there's no oven. I don't know if you know what a kitchen is, but it's just a cabinet. But to their credit, I am building it in the style of a kitchen because I want to learn how to build a kitchen because that's coming next.
Gotcha.
I don't know if that's actually the next one. I have three bathrooms to build as well, and a living room, and four bedrooms, and a den, and what do you call it? Home theater. I have all those things that I have to build still. And so I'm not sure what order, probably home theater. Let's be honest. That's next. But I have to build all those things. But the idea, and in between, there are going to be small projects that if you don't want to go tackle in a complete house home renovation, you can do one of the smaller projects. Like I have one about picture frames coming out. I have one about another small project. And I'll pepper in smaller little things along the way as well. But here's the thing, and I think you can relate to this in terms of photography as well. I enjoy watching some of the videos. I enjoy watching are beyond my scope. Like there's things that I'm not ready to build, or they have a shop that cost $500,000, right? Like you know the equipment they have in this massive warehouse, and like I don't have that.
Okay,
I think my workshop is 100 square feet, which is tiny. Like it is really small. I think my outlay on tools is probably $3,000 and at most right now that I got the thickness planer. And so to be able to, you know, for the average person to go ahead and do that, you know, start for under $1,000 in their basement. That's what I want to make that accessible. I want people to see that, hey, you can do this. Like this isn't some fancy, you don't need some fancy shop to achieve all this. You could do this with a Canon XS back in the day, Adam.
Right.
Right? So there's that. But also on these bigger projects, like when I watch those guys who have the amazing shops, I'll watch them put together these fantastic, intricate projects. But what they do is they'll break them down into smaller segments. And I find that just using that little piece of that tiny skill from that one part can then apply to a project that I'm going to do.
Gotcha.
Like, oh, maybe we'll do it this way. And so then you start collecting these little skill sets and then you combine them in different ways. And that's how you end up making projects that you can do at home.
Got it.
And I might lose a finger. Tune in for that.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
Yeah, no, I hope not. I'd like to keep my fingers. I'm very careful.
Okay.
So there's that. Anyways, that's the gist of it. So I urge everyone to check it out, holtzfellerwoodworking.com. I'll put a link on our site. And also, please, I encourage everyone to share, help me get this thing off the ground. I also take criticism. I would, you know, hopefully constructive criticism. But if you hate the show, fire off. If you hate the show, go ahead and write something in the comments because Adam will love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the hate stuff.
Well, only when it's directed at me.
The trolling, is that the correct terminology?
I think it's trolling. Yeah. Yeah, I encourage it. Whatever. Whatever's going to drive people to see it. That's the main thing.
Sure.
Yeah, no, and I do have longer term goals too. Like you'll see in the first episodes, I mean, it's actually my basement. You know, it's not some fancy set where you're going to go walk on and you know, we've got everything lit just right and make hair and makeup. This is it. This is the real deal, nitty gritty, get down and do it. So hopefully we're going to build up and get a real shop and go from there.
Awesome. All right.
Whew. And you were right, though. There's something that you said a while ago, and I knew it going in, but you nailed it. how is filming yourself doing this going to speed things up?
I would think slows it down.
Yeah, you know, yeah, that's what you asked me. You were like, what are you doing, dude? You're, yeah. This is going to...
Well, you're on the mudroom, right? So you, by the time you finish your house, it'll be, I don't know, 2032, give it 10 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I don't think so. I'm going to move faster than that. The okay. good news is, like, once you start, like the first episodes are actually a lot longer than and most of them will be, because I'm trying to show all the steps. And so, like, okay, for example, over here, you know, you cut this. When I go to make the next project, like, I've already started the next project. I've already started shooting it. It'll be ready to go. It's the other side of the mudroom. It's the bench with the shoe drawers and it'll be like the whole cabinets and all that on that side. Well, a lot of the techniques are the same. The processes are the same, if not different measurements. And so I don't just film it all again. I refer people back to the original video. So they're not all going to be Ulysses.
Gotcha.
Should I have said Dubliners? Was that funnier?
I'm not sure. No. Neither was funny.
No, good. Good to know. Well, okay. Expect a lot of that on the Holzfäller Woodworking Show.
Yeah, I'm going to be the first to write comments. None of this is funny. I just wrote that.
I hope you spend a good portion of your day just trolling me. I'm in.
And the best part is I don't really have do I need a YouTube account to troll you? Because I don't have that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get a YouTube account. Okay. All right. You have a Google account. I have a Google account.
That's the same thing.
Oh, I didn't
look. Two people own the internet, buddy. Challenge for January monthly challenge is white. Hashtag that. Two hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag hey hosers. Even better, tag us at two hosers on the Instagram and we'll check that out. Challenge for next week, Adam. I don't have it blank.
You have it blank.
I've not. Oh, no, that's not true. I wrote it down. Challenge for next week. Not dog.
Not dog.
Not dog.
Not a dog, but not a dog. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. We should just cut this off after 20 minutes ago.
All right.
Shouldn't have had all that cough syrup. All right. Websites. Adam, you're on Instagram.
Yeah. Adam Two Hosers, I think. That's what it is.
Go see his dog. Find out if you can see his wife's tagged images. That's what we want to find out.
Don't think you can. I'm going to have to repost some stuff. So there you go. I'm going to look forward to more dog photos. Adam Two Hosers is now Sunny Two Hosers. That's her Instagram account now.
Is it, you didn't change the name?
I should. I don't know. Can you just do that? Can you just change your Instagram name?
It's always Sunny and Steveson. You should do it.
There you go. Yeah. Maybe that's it.
I 100% do it and just tag Glenn Howerton in it. anyways, you can find my stuff at Alan Atridge. Not really. You know where you can go? Holzfäller Woodworking Company on Instagram. That's on Instagram too. I'll start posting there as well. In addition to alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.